mentioned that. Thank you. Good morning. Certain countries have referred to the law number 169 on statelessness. Now, I should give you some context. Since 2013, the Constitutional Court it adopted a ruling at that point, which placed certain persons in a condition of vulnerability before the Dominican state because of their status as depending on whether they were considered to be nationals or not. And thus, we adopted Law 169/14, which sought to address the situation of these descendants of irregular foreigners in the Dominican Republic. We identified two groups: a group which was present in the civil registry of the Dominican Republic and had an official state document, and a second group which was descended from irregular migrants and had no civil registry document. And that group, at a certain time, there were some civil society organizations and international organizations who tried to place a number on that group. The only tool that they had to do it was the National Migrant Registry. So methodologically, it was difficult, and some differing numbers were received. We know that it could be hundreds of thousands of persons. That was the initial conclusion. But in 2014, the Central Electoral Council audited the civil registry and found 55,000 persons who were descended from irregular migrants in the civil registry. That's Group A. Those persons, it's now 61,000, were able to maintain their status and their Dominican nationality automatically. The second group is more complicated. These persons are descended from foreigners in irregular situation, and they were never registered in the civil registry. In Law 69, under Law 69, those persons were able to approach the authorities and request special naturalization. In the first 90 days under our plan, which started on 24th July 2014, we only registered approximately 2,000 persons, however. Our president requested an extension of the plan because it was clear that the number of people registering was not enough. And it was extended for a further 90 days. And at the end, we had 8,700 people only. Currently, these people are seeking naturalization. We have about 5,000 persons who are in that process and another 2,000 who are gathering the paperwork. So in the past 3 years, my country has examined the situation. It has received criticism regarding this situation, but the civil society organizations and government agencies have not been able to identify more persons in a potentially vulnerable situation. And my country has constantly reiterated that it would continue seeking a solution for every single case. Our commitment, it remains strong. Any person in this situation will receive a solution in keeping with our laws.